how was it like working with a translator? And yeah.
I think my translator for Senang was Chu Bun Sing, I think Wen Sen, and it was actually a really fun experience. He was very open and you know, and very receptive to the text, and he was actually an excellent translator, and so it was really nice. I mean, I was very happy to see my play in his, you know, with his translation, and you know, I thought he was very respectful, and you know, just yeah, basically put words in my mouth that I couldn't, you know, that I couldn't vocalize. So I think it was, but you know, if I had issues and all that, I mean, he was also very open to discussion, and I remember he actually dug out some interesting nuggets and songs, and you know, I think he did a lot of research on his own, as a translator, you know. And yeah, so it was a really good experience actually working with a translation, and I think we had fun with the script. It was fun knowing that I wasn't alone in this, and you know, that I had people who were experts in, you know, what I was not, you know, in areas that I could not possibly comprehend, and be able to feel safe, you know, with my text in their hands.
Did he also do the translation for some of the English parts for the subtitling?
I think that might have been done
by someone else
later. Yeah, later. And I think Heng Luan did a bit of translation on his own as well. And then later on, when the actors came in, they also did a bit of translation. So they also, when I added new lines in and changed scenes or had a new scene altogether, they would translate that kind of on the spot or on their own. And actors being actors, I mean, and because they were a very talented group of actors, you know, sometimes they would bring even more to the text than I had hoped for. So it was actually a very fun process.
My question is primarily as a playwright, like, how do you write it? Like, how did you type it out in Hanyuping and then place it out as characters on your script? Or because even though it's Chinese characters, also they're said in dialect, so they read it differently as well. So how do you negotiate that for yourself?
Primarily, I wrote in English, and then there were certain, because I have a very, I mean, I think my Mandarin is still okay, decent, but my dialect is rudimentary at best. But at the same time, I have, you know, an idea of how it sounds, and of, you know, so I'm not, it's not an entirely foreign language to me. I can kind of catch it. So I think that helps a lot. So there were certain bits that I wrote in English or in Hanyu Pinyin, and then, you know, translated into Mandarin. But there were also other bits that I did, you know, that I felt that's how, you know, I would like it to be said in dialect, and I would kind of like put phonetically the dialect out there. And then sometimes the translator or the actors would disagree with me, and they would actually change it, you know, to what they felt it should be. And you know, I'm okay with that. But I think there were certain bits where actually I you know, I felt I could hear it in you know, in the dialect or in the Mandarin, and certain intonations or whatever that I would have liked. And so where possible, I kind of tried to sneak those in and try to, you know, at least write those out so that the translator would be kind of aware of my intention in that particular line.